Forgiveness. When I do something wrong, something I should not have done, I can take responsibility and make things right if I can. But I do not need to live in blame or guilt or fear or crippling shame. I can look at the cross and say, Jesus, you died to take that sin away. Don't chain the blame to me. Jesus forgave and set me free. He was judged for my guilt and punished for my sins, and he died my death so I could live in his holiness. Don't chain the blame to me. When I say something wrong, something I should not have said, I can apologize and speak positives instead. But I do not need to live in blame or guilt or fear or crippling shame. I can look at the cross and say, Jesus, you died to take that sin away. Don't chain the blame to me. Jesus forgave and set me free. He was judged for my guilt and punished for my sins, and he died my death so I could live in his holiness. Don't chain the blame to me. When someone else does something wrong, something they should not have done, they may have responsibility to make things right if they can. But I don't need to be their jailer, in blame and shame make them a prisoner. For when I look at the cross, I see Jesus died for their sin, just like me. Don't make a jailer of me. Jesus forgave and set us all free. He was judged for our guilt and punished for all our sins, and he died all our deaths so we could all live in his holiness. Don't make a jailer of me. Real justice does not lie in human jails or recompense, for they can't heal a broken heart or make us whole again. From all our hurts and prisons, only Jesus sets us free to live as his beloved, one with him eternally. Don't make a jailer of me. Jesus forgave and set us all free. He was judged for all our guilt and punished for all our sins, and he died all our deaths so we could all live in his holiness. Don't chain the blame to me.